Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 6th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Brooke Vinson. Brooke and her husband Chris are members of Mountain Brook Baptist. They have two beautiful young boys, and Brooke grew up at Mountain Brook Baptist. I can't wait for you to hear more about all of this and her faith at the end of the podcast. But first, she'll read God's Word for us. Thank you, Brooke, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Our first passage is from Romans chapter 11, verses 22 through 36, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Consider, therefore, the kindness and sternness of God, sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. After all, if you are cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature and contrary to nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will these, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way, all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob, and this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs, for God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you who were at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Our second reading is from Psalm 55, verses 16 through 23. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you.
Thank you so much, Brooke, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. I'm so grateful that you said yes. I've been asking the ladies of my growth group for quite some time to be on the podcast. Tell us a little bit about your family.
So I'm married to Chris, and we have two boys who are both here at the ELC. There's a lot of energy at our house. So Davis is my older son. He is 5. He loves dinosaurs, reptiles, really animals in general. Right now we're really into salamanders. About 5 books from the library checked out.
But no real salamanders, right?
No, no pet salamanders. No, we're a reptile amphibian free house and hopefully stay that way at this point. But he just loves to learn and truly knows more obscure animal facts than anyone I know. And is just really kind and tenderhearted, but also just a bundle of energy. And then Casey, my younger son, is almost 3. And he has just so much spunk and is a spitfire. He has very strong opinions that he is not afraid to express. Whatever Davis is into, he wants to be into. And it's been really special to watch them just as they grow, in case he's able to kind of join in with Davis, watch that special kind of friendship form between them that I pray continues to develop as they get older.
You also grew up at Mountain Brook Baptist. Tell us about your extended family.
Sure. So I did. I grew up at Mountain Brook Baptist. My parents for as long as, you know, I know have gone to church here and been members here. My brother and sister and their families are members. And it really is so special. I love my whole family. I love the fact that they're here. I was dedicated here and baptized here. It just feels like home. And I just love that my kids get to see their parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles worship here. And then also how special is it for them to be in Sunday school and all these church activities with their cousins. It's so fun to watch them grow together and kind of learn about Jesus together and participate in the church in kind of the same way we did as kids.
When did you and Chris meet?
Chris and I met in law school back in 2010. We were in the same legal research and writing class and became friends first there, and the rest is history.
I want to do a few fun get to know you. So what is your favorite season of the year and why?
I love spring. The days get longer and you can spend time outside a little bit longer at the end of the day. And just the weather is so nice and everything's just starting to come back to life after being cooped up in the winter.
What school subject did you enjoy the most?
Spanish.
Oh, I love Spanish too. Okay, let's do another one. What's your favorite lunchtime spot in Birmingham?
So that's a tough call. I love Gilchrist, but as you know, because Mary, I've run into you at several of these spots, I love a good sandwich, and it does not have to be a fancy sandwich. Even better if it's not fancy. I just, as long as I didn't make it, great. I love the Garage.
Ooh, if I haven't been there.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
We bonded early on in our friendship over a Jimmy John's sandwich. I went in and ordered something really, what I thought was kind of strange, and Brooke had ordered the very same thing. So we kind of like the same foods. All right. Are you a sweet or salty kind of girl?
Sweet.
And then beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
Definitely. With jalapenos, right?
Always, yes.
Did you grow up an Alabama fan?
I did. I went to Georgia for undergrad, and this probably makes me one of the worst Georgia students there ever was. But I grew up an Alabama fan, and I'm still an Alabama fan.
So even going to Georgia football games, you liked Alabama?
I do. And I think it's because of the nostalgia of it all, growing up with and going to Tuscaloosa with my dad and tailgating and then going and watching the game with him. And he had a group of seats with his buddies, and so it was the same crew. And there's just this level of nostalgia there that it's just hard to shake.
Did you grow up playing sports?
I danced growing up, and I played soccer throughout elementary school. I'm not terribly athletic or coordinated, but I do love just coming off the heels of the Olympics. I love the Olympics and watching them, international competition. I don't know what it is.
So every night, were you glued to the TV?
Yes, and I've recorded. There's some events that I recorded because the evening coverage doesn't hit on it enough, or I would try. I record something that happened at 4:30 a.m. so I could watch it right when I woke up. I love it.
Share with us a fun fact.
Let's see. Between college and law school, I worked in Vail, Colorado for a ski season.
That's why you love the Olympics.
That might be. That might be. I enjoy skiing. I love being outside. But of course, you know, a girl from Alabama moving to Colorado in the middle of winter was quite a shock in a lot of ways. But I worked at a restaurant at the base of the mountain. It was owned by Vail Resorts. So there were a lot of ski school kids coming in and out for hot chocolate breaks. And then families coming in and out. And I was the cashier at the restaurant.
When you look back on that experience, was there anything that the Lord taught you or that you learned practically?
I learned the importance of spending time in the Word, honestly. So in that context, there weren't many or any folks that I encountered talking openly about their faith. And what I learned from that and what the Lord taught me is the importance of Christian fellowship and the value of that. And I came to appreciate it after that.
What do you do professionally?
I'm an attorney. I worked for a little over 8 years at a larger law firm doing mergers and acquisitions work, and then moved in-house a little over 4 years ago, and have really enjoyed my career and all the people I have met and come into contact with. And it's been a really fun kind of challenge.
Doing in-house counsel, is it something new every day?
It is. I used to know, or my job required me to know a lot about a little. So you had a depth of knowledge in your specific area. And now I feel like I know a little about a lot. And I'm still learning every day. So I'm learning about a lot of things I never thought I would ever know about or think to need to know about, which is cool and keeps things interesting.
And is Chris an attorney now as well?
He is, and he is also in-house now. So we both have made the move from firm life to company life.
So do you come home and talk shop all the time?
No, we don't. And what's funny is I feel like what he does is so different from what I do that it doesn't even feel like we have
similar
the same job. Right, yeah. Right.
Let's move into talking a little bit more about faith. How did you come to faith in Christ, and what has that journey been like?
So I, as I mentioned, grew up here at Mountain Brook Baptist Church, and for as long as I can remember, knew who Jesus was. I mean, we were at Vacation Bible School. We were doing GAs on Wednesday nights, youth group activities, Life Week, church camps, mission trips. I was baptized in fifth grade, and I remember one of my closest friends was in the baptismal pool with me. We were getting baptized at the same time on the same day and sort of took turns swapping out with Dr. Moby's. And it was really special just kind of going back to the sense of community that I have felt here at Mountain Brook Baptist even since I was a kid. And ever since then, just have really, I feel like the church has helped me learn and grow and build my relationship with Christ. Along the way, I went to college and sort of church hopped with friends and didn't really get plugged into one particular church, but had maybe four that were in the rotation. And then in law school, had a church that I was going to, but wasn't truly plugged in. So when I moved back to Birmingham, I started coming to Mountain Brook Baptist again, and it really did just feel like home in that sense of familiar community and I really haven't looked back.
And you are very involved. We're in a growth group together. I know that you and Chris are a part of a Sunday school class. Would you comment on either of those?
Sure. You know, our growth group has been such a special part, I think, of getting plugged back in at the church. And I'm so grateful for that group of women. And we meet downtown on Tuesdays over lunch. And it is a group where there's not necessarily one leader. We all take turns leading and sharing, and it is such a blessing to me to have this group of women who I've gotten to know, who I didn't know from growing up in the church, which I think is really cool as well. But I'm just so appreciative of the support, and I have felt so challenged and have learned so much just participating in that group. For Sunday school, we're in the Foundation Sunday School class, and it's a similar experience in that I grew up in this church, but a lot of the people in my class did not. And so Chris and I have really enjoyed getting to know folks that are in a similar stage of life, just scrambling with kids' things and activities and just people trying to grow in their faith at a similar stage of life has been special. And I've really enjoyed just getting to know folks through both those outlets.
At Mountain Brook Baptist, we talk a lot about caring Christian adults, pouring into the lives of all the youth and children. Is there a person that, if you think back, sticks out as someone who did that for you?
Yes. So Tyler Grubbs at the time, now Tyler Drouet, but she was an intern as a college student at Samford for the youth group here. And she really took me and the girls in the youth group under her wing. But the thing that was so cool about my relationship with her is at the time, I looked up to her so much, and I still do, and I respect her so much. But she was somebody who you could just tell Christ was in her. I looked up to her in a way where I thought, I want to be like that. And so having her there as an example was so meaningful. But on top of that, she would let me and some other girls tag along with her when she'd go for a run. And she was listening to Tim Keller sermons while she was running. And I thought, oh, I had never thought to do that. And so just little things like that where I learned from her a lot of ways to just incorporate Christ into my life, whether it's practical tools like while you're on a run or just how you live your life. But she was a great example and someone who mentored me and took time that she didn't have to out of her schedule beyond her internship to just, I feel like, pour into me through whether it's through Bible studies or, like I said, letting me tag along.
I think you make a good point, because sometimes it isn't that we sit down together and we have a Bible study, but it's saying, hey, welcome into my life. I'm going on a run. Would you like to tag along? Or I'm going to the grocery store. It could be anything.
Right.
But if you pour into someone who is younger than you, it makes such an impact.
It really does. And the cool thing now to me is that we now are almost peers, in the sense that we both have kids and we'll meet and grab lunch every now and again. She's still in Birmingham, and it's been a really cool relationship and friendship that's developed over time. And it all rooted from my time in the youth group here at Mount Brook Baptist.
Do you ever have those full circle moments at Mount Brook Baptist, since you grew up here and your parents have been involved for so long, where when your kids are experiencing something, you think, oh, I did that?
Sure. So the living nativity is really one of the things that jumps out most to me. Growing up, my brother, sister, and I were all in the living nativity. We'd watch it every year, and we still do. And my dad and mom and sister and brother will all text and try to coordinate, but we were in it as angels or shepherds, and year after year participated. And then this past year, Davis, my five-year-old, participated as an angel and just thought it was the best. And then my dad even tells stories, or growing up, and still to this day tells the story of when he was an associate deacon working on setting up the living nativity and was chasing a sheep that had escaped down Montevallo. So you hear, I guess it's just been such a special part of us, just the Christmas season and doing that, and just watching my kids start to enjoy it as well has been special.
As a part of Mountain Brook Baptist Youth Group, did you go on any mission trips?
I did. And one of the ones that sticks out the most, we actually went twice, was a trip to Quito, Ecuador.
Is that where you learned to love Spanish as well?
Part of that, yes. Yes. And I loved being able to communicate with some of the kids, and really, I had taken Spanish and I really enjoyed it, but being able to speak with people and use it in a way that felt so helpful and productive just really lit a spark.
What's on your playlist right now as it relates to sermons or songs?
So I have been listening to Tim Keller podcasts, as I referenced earlier. And what I do is I just scroll until something jumps out at me that I think it's either interesting or this seems like something I feel like I could use right now. And so I just, it really is almost like a roulette. Just scroll and click and see what pops up.
And is your favorite form of exercise now running?
I do. I enjoy running. It clears my head in a way that nothing else does. There's just, you kind of get into that rhythm and cadence. And I just really feel, I like to run in the morning, and it's peaceful, it's quiet, it's still before the chaos of the day sets in. So yes, that's my preferred.
Would you want to comment on any of the passages that you read today?
Yes. Romans 11:33. I really like how Paul shifts gears and just begins to worship God. And he says, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond all tracing out. I find comfort in this, because God is far bigger than us and is not limited to a God who we can fully grasp. And the fact that Paul seems to be saying, you know, we don't need to understand everything. Let's praise God for what we understand, and the fact that there's more that we don't understand. I just think that's really cool how he's kind of shifting gears and just starting to worship God here and really talking about how great and big our God is.
Thank you so much, Brooke, for joining on the podcast, for reading, and for being such a wonderful friend. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Absolutely. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for Mountain Brook Baptist Church. I pray that you bless this church and our church community, and help us to share your love and glorify you in all that we do. We love you and pray that you walk beside us as we continue to learn and grow in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.